Zadani 2, page 15. Speaker 1.
I bought a new tablet the other month. I've needed one for ages and I'd read loads of reviews about different models. I tried some price comparison websites for the company I usually buy and shopped around the best I could, but everywhere I found was really expensive. Even though I really wanted a tablet, I needed to spend a lot less money than the prices I saw. Eventually, a friend suggested another computer company that I'd never tried before that made cheaper tablets. I gave it a shot and I was very happy with the product, even though the setup and the operating system were slightly different. It was a brilliant deal, too.
Speaker 2.
Recently, I got a pay rise and decided to treat myself for a change. I'd always read about the experience of shopping in a luxury boutique and thought I'd finally give it a try. I picked my favorite designer brand and set my heart on getting a new handbag. I woke up so happy that morning, got dressed in my best outfit, put on some nice makeup and headed to the store. Since I was planning to spend a lot of money, I imagined that my experience would be just like I had read about. Free cups of fine Italian espresso and a salesperson who'd make me feel $1 million. Instead, I found things to be nothing like I'd imagined. There was no special attention, no free drink, and a sales assistant who couldn't care less. I was livid.
Speaker 3.
I collect watches, and in my hobby, if there's a special item that you really want and have always dreamed of, it's called your grail. Well, just like many other collectors, I too had a grail watch, a certain Swiss piece from my favorite brand. Imagine my surprise when I saw it, that exact same dream watch, for sale online at an incredible price. I couldn't believe the sudden change of luck and I contacted the seller immediately. He told me that another collector had also shown an interest, which made me annoyed at first, but luckily for me, the sale fell through. I jumped at the chance, bought it on the spot, and have been thrilled ever since.
Speaker 4.
I finally admitted defeat and agreed to buy a new tablet computer. The one I'd had was excellent, and I'd been very happy with it. But unfortunately, it broke one morning. I asked about having it repaired, but it would have cost me the same as changing it. Of course, my son told me to buy the latest new model, with all the bells and whistles. In the end, I found a very good replacement tablet that was the previous year's model, for half the regular price. Sure, it was an older model, and it didn't do some of the things that the newest one did. But I never really cared about that much. All I need is something that does the basics and does them well.
Speaker 5.
This year, I decided to change things up and start a new hobby. So I thought I'd get into photography. I'd always enjoyed taking pictures on my smartphone, but it's just not the same as using a proper digital camera. Although it was my first time to try photography, I decided to really go for it and get a top-of-the-range DSLR camera, a model from a well-known Japanese company. As soon as I put that camera to my eye, I was hooked. I even entered a photography competition, and one of my black and white pictures won a prize for Best Newcomer. I do really like my camera, don't get me wrong. It's just, looking back, I probably went a bit over the top with what I paid. After all, a lot of the advanced features I never use.